Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 18th of November 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. Tesco. Yes, the people that sell you fruit and veg are going augmented reality. They've got a system that's been built for them by a firm called Cascino. And effectively, if you want to buy some of their stuff that's a bit bigger, they don't have to keep it on the shelves anymore. You hold up a barcode or you push a button or you look in the catalogue and it will give you a virtual reality experience where you'll have a look at a 3D item. You can spin it around and decide whether you want it or not and then buy it or not buy it. And it'll be waiting and ready for you when you get to the checkout or it'll come through the post. What a great idea. Well done, Tesco. Broadband speed investigations are up and running. BT are looking into why their broadband falls off between 7pm and 9pm. Why this is news, meaning it's current, I don't know, because broadband speeds have always sucked at peak times. But they're looking into it. They're going to try and find out why, and they're going to give you back your super fast. So you're paying for 20 megabits a second, and I know you're only getting 1 megabit per second, but at least it's super fast when they sell it to you. BT's pole and duck function proposals have been called by the competition an absolutely fatal blow. There are terms which are being pushed out by BT, which give other providers access to their standard networks and infrastructure, and the competition doesn't like it. They're saying that it would get rid of competition entirely. BT's got a huge advantage in the market here because it owns all the infrastructure that goes out from all of the Telefonica networks, apart from Virgin Media. And Virgin Media laid all their own when they first started, back when they were Birmingham Cable or Diamond Cable or something like that. Very good. Well, we're talking about Virgin Media. They've got an update on their way to improve their TV service. A lot of you have been complaining that there's been flagging and lagging in the process of moving through the menus and that kind of stuff, and it's going to get an awful lot better very, very quickly. The rollout's going to be between the 17th and 24th of November, so there should be some of you out there already who should be experiencing something remotely like good customer service. Motorola Razr has landed in the UK. Isn't there a lot of UK news today? Phones for You have got it, and Carphone Warehouse as well, and it's SIM-free from Amazon if you want to go and buy it at £448.99. It looks nice. It looks nice. Also in cell phone news, the Galaxy Nexus went on sale yesterday and a young man named Alex, Greek sounding name, purchased the first one. It was very happy. Big picture of him smiling with it and then afterwards, not so happy. He said he couldn't load his Gmail up. It wasn't taking all the standard logins and that kind of thing. He's had loads and loads of issues. And I had a ton of stuff go wrong with my Gmail yesterday. Maybe there's something in that. With the launch of that phone, Android, though, is now 52% of the mobile phone market. The Android platform is clearly one of the best out there, but 51% of the market doesn't actually know that it goes with Google, so it's not the best brand program out there at all. Google also debuted yesterday the Android-focused music download store. It looks very good. I've looked at the little promotional video and it's very cleverly done. There's a fantastic bit on there with a CD-ROM. And there's loads of stuff that's really, really good. Artists can buy their own page for $25. And when they've got their own page, they can stick all their music on there with pricing that they choose and they'll get 70% of the revenue sold. So it's great for new bands and things like that. You're going to get a lot of people coming forward, I would hope. Netflix UK has announced that it's going to tie in with Miramax. It's also going to tie in with MGM and Lionsgate to bring you fantastic new films up to the mark. What the details are, I can't be bothered because I haven't got Netflix. Never mind. Nokia Windows 8 tablet is coming. Apparently, it's pegged for a June 2012 release, and it should be of a really, really nice spec. There's no pictures of it because it's only a rumour, and it was a bit of a loose-lipped thing by one of its French executives that means that the rumour's out there. Was it managed? Could well be. Skype has added Facebook video calling support. If you've got Skype and if you've got Facebook, they'll integrate seamlessly. I'm going to go and look up the word seamlessly because I don't believe that that will be the case. Also tying into Facebook is PayPal, and that really scares the hell out of me. Based on the security level of people getting hacked constantly when they click on the wrong link, do you really want your PayPal information stored by your Facebook account model? It's going to take 2.9% of anything that you send. You can send friendly e-cards backwards and forwards with you and your friends, and you can send them money. If you friend the wrong person, maybe they'll be able to take the money. And also, in the world of wacky, ICQ had an official event yesterday. Do you remember that? Yes. Apparently, it's coming to Windows Phone, and it's the best thing since sliced bread. I don't know. I looked at the press conference that went on and the big screen, and there's a lad stood next to the big screen who looks like he's about eight doing the presentation. So I'm obviously getting really old. And finally, Microsoft is releasing the tablet Surface. Yes. Well, I know it's already out there. I know it's commercially available. You can buy your own as a coffee table now, and it's available for pre-order. If you'd like the Microsoft Surface in your own house, you can now have it. It's finally a consumer product. Yes. Bad news, it's going to cost you $8,500 if you want it, and it's a 40-inch screen with only a 1920 by 1080 resolution, so it's not exactly huge. Never mind. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again this afternoon at 2 p.m. for the photo show, 3 p.m. for the Mac show, and then it'll be the weekend. So bring a beer, eh? See you in the live channel. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.